the worldwide leader in sports. This is ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio is delivered by the new AT&T. The company with the most complete and secure network has joined with Singular, the network with the fewest dropped calls. Singular is now the new AT&T, your world delivered. Now, here's Scott Van Pelt.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me this afternoon on the radio. Busy day for Von Schnitzel. Third person reference, different nickname. So pretentious and ridiculous. Busy day doing the radio here, 1 to 4 Eastern. I'll see you tonight for SportsCenter, 11 to 12 Eastern. My man Neil Everett back from the great beyond. He was out in Hawaii doing his thing, so he'll be tanned and rested and ready for entertaining the land. But the great thing about this radio format, the thing that I love so much about it, is that the thing we're not allowed to have on SportsCenter is encouraged here. That's opinion. You have an opinion. And I had the opportunity to come back from Madison, Wisconsin. I came back, and I'm proclaimed it the greatest college sports town in the land. And there are those of you that agree, and there are those of you that disagree. We will continue to discuss the merits, the relative merits of all the different college sporting towns around the land. I see an entry from Columbus. Now, see, and I agree about Columbus, but it is a great, obviously. Your teams were in the national championship in both games. Didn't work out, but nonetheless, great. But there's still, it feels more city-ish than college-ish, if that makes more sense to you. You've also got a pro hockey team. They don't have that in Madison. I got one here from Gainesville, and I do have to give credit because they're title town. Scott Van Pelt here on ESPN Radio, delivered to you by the new AT&T. And you do have to give love properly earned to the folks from Gainesville. And I'm not finding it. Maybe this is it. Yeah, here we go. Well, now, see, this is Jared. He's calling it Titletown. Now, see, that name's taken. And it's also in Wisconsin. It's Green Bay. They call him Titletown. But it's hard to argue with Gainesville right now because you guys did win, too. And so I said that part of it was about having great teams. You've got that. And atmosphere, you've got that. I'm giving Madison the edge as a city, as a town, the vibe of the city, giving it the edge there, like Gainesville. And you guys, and also you got your co-eds there off the charts in Gainesville, no question. Sneaky in Madison, very sneaky. Don't sleep on the sneakiness of the Midwestern ladies. I see Jared, you did this twice. Jared, stop emailing immediately. I gave you your props. We're moving on from you. No more from Gainesville. The Grove, Oxford, Mississippi. This is from Jay Good. Now, Oxford and the Grove, if you've been there, you know, and I have been told that. Another golf event where we had the chance to hang out with Eli Manning and chat with him, and I said, I need to see it, and he just laughed and said, if you see, then you know. And again, for Oxford, your football's great, but your problem there is basketball. And that's where we come back to the confluence of everything that Madison has. Kohl Center, Camp Randall, Lake Kabongo and Madonna. We got the right names earlier, but it doesn't matter. They're two great lakes, the state capital, State Street, the Bacon Bar at Wando's or whatever it's called. Yeah, Wando's. Bacon, that's at the bar. Now, if you've got some, your bars have got your own little treats, too, I'm sure. Somebody from Morgantown, I believe, said they have penny pitcher night. And I'll say again, that's just a recipe for disaster. Can't encourage that. You can't make beer cost a penny. That just leads to, speaking of burning couches in the street, there was none of that in Mad City. But you've got relevant sports towns, fans that are absolutely passionate. That's what drives that town, is Badger football, Badger basketball, Badger hockey. And it's a real live breathing town. There was some swinger dressed up as Scooby-Doo walking down the street. I didn't know what that had to do with anything. It was July the 10th. Maybe that's his thing. Maybe that's what he does every day. I don't know. But on Tuesday in the middle of July, he had his game face on in a Scooby-Doo outfit. It was entertaining. They did have points deducted. College Club, the KK, Legendary Bar, which apparently was voted at one point by Playboy the best place to meet Ms. or Mr. Tonight. Hello. That was closed. So I wanted to see, because to me, you need a dive bar. You need to play. At Maryland, back in the day, we had a place called the Rendezvous where you had voo shoes, where you walked in and the ground was sort of a mixture of God knows what. It included beer and other perhaps who knows what. But there was sort of an oozy, black, thick, mucky mud quality that you needed to have VU shoes to go into. You got to have a bar like that. And apparently the college clubs along those lines, I wouldn't know because it was closed. And that obviously doesn't resonate with me. I feel like I missed something because the college club was closed. But it was 2 days in Madison, Wisconsin, and they earned the right to be above Austin. I've got some I'm going to read in a minute from Austin because the pretty compelling points there. But I'm Scott Van Pelt, ESPN Radio, delivered by the new AT&T. And where Austin has it is you know, their lakes aren't frozen. I get that in the winter, and so they're up there snowmobiling, and you're down there doing your thing. And again, I said from the beginning, if Madison's one, Austin's 1A. So I'm not anti Texas, and you people have certainly made your points, and it's hard to argue. But I'm still Madison. You all haven't represented. You could, you know what? I'm easy. My opinion could swing back if you guys don't represent a little bit more because I'm not getting a whole lot of Madison folks weighing it. You know what the problem is? It's a beautiful day on State Street. They're out on the lake. They're not listening to me. They're on the lake. They're on State Street at State Street Brats, or they're in class. Young folks working hard towards their degree. That's good stuff. ESPN Radio brought to you by Progressive Direct. For car insurance, think easier, think Progressive. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. And today, on this day after the All-Star break, when nothing happened, as we look forward, thankfully, to the return of the second half of baseball, we have been talking about great college towns because that is my truest passion of all, the college sport, college football, college basketball. Nothing really to me better than that. And Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets in our land. SEC has represented itself very well today. People of LSU, yes, no doubt. Athens, again, great. The ladies down there for football games is quite interesting. I had the opportunity to go to Auburn, another great college town. But again, basketball, the issue there. The for the football games there, the ladies from Georgia, it's like a social affair. Now, Amanda, if I could get you back on, I'll give you a second to be part of this. If you were to go to a football game, would you wear like pearls and like a skirt and high heels and fanciness, or would you be more sort of t-shirt and jeans and chucks?
I'm a jeans and t-shirt and chucks kind of girl.
Now, see, and there's upside to both, because there's something that's great about that girl who's not high maintenance. She's not worried if you're over with your buddies and you're, you know, doing a keg stand, right? That the girl in the t-shirt and the chucks and the jeans, she's cool. She's relaxing.
Do the keg stand.
See, even better.
I mean, the girl in the jeans, t-shirt, and
did
chucks.
Was that part of the V Foundation auction yesterday? Was Amanda coming to your tailgate to do keg stands?
Nah. Maybe next year. I think that was one that got...
big dollars. Shot down?
Yeah, shot down by management.
Well, and that's probably better because, you know, you could probably put some folks to shame. But so, no, we wouldn't go skirt, high heels, and pearls because that to use what? Is that just pretentious enough? You don't need that?
It's just not me. I'm kind of tomboyish, you know.
Right. So that's but now see, down at Georgia, and again, it's that's how they do. That is their thing. And you get a lot of that in the South. You see the fraternity kids. Typically, it's the fraternity boys in the white button-down polos and the striped, you know, striped rep ties and whatever else, and the girls are, and it's a social affair, and that there's no, listen, SEC football without question is the best in our country, period. And again, as I said earlier today, there's opinions and facts, and you can't just state your opinion and say it's a fact, but I'm telling you, it's a fact that the SEC football is the best in the country. That is just my opinion, but so many of the schools that have said, hey, it's us, and many of you are sort of football only, and that's where you got to go look to your Texas, to your Florida, to your Ohio State, to your Wisconsin's, because they've got it both. They've got both college football, they got college, and in Wisconsin's case, they've got college hockey, which now I understand it's a regional deal. People down in Florida don't play hockey, but they've got that as well. They were national champions in that several years ago. So I mean. And there's just something about the Midwestern people. There's just something about the goodness of them. I know it sounds cliched or whatever else, but there's sort of an, oh, yeah, and, you know, that's they're just kind, good people. I didn't see any brawls. I didn't see any idiots in the street fighting I didn't see any drunken, nonsensical stuff like that. It was just the buzz, the vibe was just a very positive summertime. We're in Wisconsin and Madison, and we can't wait till football season. And that was what left me with this impression that they, more than you, have got it. Not saying there aren't other great ones. It's just like the sports we're talking about. Is there a number one team in the country? Sure, but there's also a 2, 3, 4, and it changes, you know, week to week. Now, I don't know how you lose your title to this, but, you know, and again, it's not like it's an original idea. It's not like I just stumbled on like Columbus and I discovered a new world, only there were already a bunch of people there when he got there. Well, a lot of folks figured out about Madison. I just happened to get sort of baptized into it again up there for Andy North's golf tournament the last couple of days, so... It's a great college sports town. We're hoping to hear from Kirk Herbstreit today to talk about great college sports towns. Also, the release of the EA video game. As you know, I'm a bit of a dork, as if you didn't know. And it's coming out soon, and we're going to give you an opportunity to win a copy before it even comes out. So imagine the time you can waste with that as we continue on here on ESPN Radio. I'm Scott Van Pelt. That's next.